One of the ways that we're out of sync has to do with the hormone oxytocin and its effect on men and women. Oxytocin is a hormone that is released in the body when there's a fight or flight reaction, and it's also released in the body upon orgasm. And it's called the bonding hormone. It causes us to bond. Oxytocin, the effects of oxytocin are enhanced by estrogen and diminished by testosterone. There's a lot of research going on about oxytocin right now that I'm trying to keep up with. But basically what it seems to be looking like is that the bonding hormone, the effects in women last from 2 to 3 weeks, and the effects on men are 2 to 3 days. That puts us out of sync. Now, to be clear about what I'm talking about, the bonding hormone, what it does to a woman is it causes her to adhere to the man who caused the orgasm or was there when it happened. So it causes her to adhere to him, and it makes her already need for communication becomes greatly heightened. Her already need to keep in touch, stay connected, now goes whoosh, and she will be adhered to you for 2 to 3 weeks until she finds out she's not pregnant. When she finds out she's not pregnant, when her period starts, she'll be like, ew, why was I chasing that guy? Unless, of course, you cause another orgasm, then it's 2 to 3 weeks from then, 2 to 3 weeks from then, 2 to 3 weeks from then. It keeps going. And it gets worse. The more orgasms you cause, the more oxytocin gets released, and the more adhering she becomes. I'm bringing this up because it's something that we don't take into account. You know, I advise women to take into account the effects of oxytocin as part of their decision when they're going to have sex with a man. And as a man, I encourage you to take into account the effects of oxytocin. You know, you may want sex, but are you prepared for a woman to be adhered to you? Are you prepared for this woman to be adhered to you? It's kind of the, what was the name of that really scary movie I never watch? Yes, Fatal Attraction. Fatal Attraction. There's the bonding hormone run amok. So what it comes down to is we need you to be nice to us. We need you to be really nice to us. And we need you to stay connected. We need you to stay in communication with us. And one of the things that I recommend for women when they're making deals with men about sex is, okay, if I have sex with you tonight, I must hear from you tomorrow. And then it's fair to say, do you need anything from me to give me what I need? I know one couple, he said, I need you to remind me. So they set up this system where the day after she would call his answering machine, his pager, his voicemail pager, and tell him how fabulous he'd been the night before. And that was his reminder to call her and tell her how amazing, of course, that she had been the night before and how much he enjoyed that and was looking forward to seeing her again soon. So it's possible to make deals to work with this particular way that the instinct works. And married women even need the same thing. My husband has to be really nice to me. It's pretty funny. He's taking it on, though. He's great about it. Again, like all the other things that we're talking about, you know, instincts that are driven by hormone, it's something that if you're not responsible for, then the behavior will be driven by that. And if you do take it into account, then it's going to be about choice and will and you directing the way that things go.